Delayed 2020 Olympics begin in just 15 days, but Japanese officials today announcing the games will be held without any fans in the stands. News Nation's Aaron Nolan has more as that country continues battling high COVID numbers and low vaccination rates.
2 weeks from tomorrow, the world will turn to Tokyo for the Summer Games opening ceremony. But today, the International Olympic Committee issued the news. Spectators will not be allowed to be inside venues to watch.
The last 5 years of this Olympic cycle have been like none other. After a 12-month delay, the coronavirus continues to wreak havoc on the Summer Games. As today, Tokyo issued a state of emergency, as only 15% of its population is vaccinated. In response, the International Olympic Committee said, quote, stricter measures with regard to the Olympic Games Tokyo 2020 have also been decided by the three Japanese parties. No spectators will be allowed into any venues in Tokyo during the Olympic Games. Now, this is a change from the earlier decision to only allow fans from Japan. Kaylee Browning is heading to her first Olympics for the United States on the shooting team.
I have 100% trust in that everybody there, as well as the people that are on our side of things, are taken care of and taking all the precautions that are needed.
During the 2.5 weeks of competition, the Prime Minister of Japan says athletes will be limited in where they can go. But his goal is to allow his nation to use the games to be a light for the rest of the world to see.
Now, traditionally, the Paralympic Games are after the Olympics. In today's news, the IOC pushed back any announcement on the Paralympics and its fans until after closing ceremony for the Olympics to, quote, make a decision based on the infection situation prevailing at the time.